This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Alito, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And, Brian, the high school sports season starting to wind down, and I know we're in, the part of the year now where we talk about a lot of, coaching decisions, whether it be rehire or not rehire. And I don't know if you would call this surprising. I think outside of your area, maybe a bit surprising, Tony Dunlop, who's been the longtime coach at Eastland High School, for our listening audiences, in Lanark, Illinois, Hall of Fame coach, inducted into the IBCA a year ago. He is not coming back next season as the school board up there decided not to rehire him. I know a lot of people wondering what's going on there.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It was at Monday night's school board meeting, and the decision to authorize the non-renewal or non-rehire of Coach Dunlap went into effect. And neither side has really made any public comments, so it's hard to determine exactly what the situation is. What is known is that you have a Hall of Fame coach, a guy with 20 plus years there at Eastland, with a lot of wins under his belt, widely renowned and respected in the coaching ranks, and a guy that has really given a lot to the sport. He will not be on the sidelines there at Eastland next year, and I'm guessing right now he's probably determining if a return to coaching is something that will be in his future. That's probably not known at the moment, but it'll sure change the landscape and make things a lot different up here, just not to see Coach Dunlap involved with Eastland basketball.
Yeah, and I know, Brian, you've been in the business long enough, and I've been in the business long enough, that these coaching rehire decisions are so subjective from one district to the other, and you don't know what the discussions are behind closed doors. But I know what Eastland, they went to state at least, a couple of times under his leadership as head coach. And the only thing that I look at in situations like this, and I really feel bad for both sides here, because this is a guy that, established a pretty solid program and pretty good winning reputation, at least. And you wish that kind of both could go out under the positive terms, where he can be recognized for his service and his leadership of that program, and that recognition can come from the district. That's the sad ending that I see in all this. And Eastland's not the only school where this has happened to. That, I guess that's the bummer in all this.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I know that Coach Dunlap's probably not the kind of guy that wanted to be presented with rocking chairs and presents at every stop during his last season. But as you say, it would be nice to bring a little closure to what has been a very amazing career, and that is not going to be possible. But again, it was a decision that hopefully a lot of time and effort went into it, and everybody was kind of acting in their institution's best interests. And if that's the case, if there weren't any other private feelings that went into this or interactions with your student athletes, if you're a board member or such, then yes, I think that that's something that you have to respect. But again, I guess, as you say, it's always difficult, and in this situation with the longevity and the success factor, it makes it even more difficult to see that relationship end.
I was thinking about coaching off the top of my head about rehires in coaching positions that are open. I want to ask you another question about Eastman, but I know the Ridgewood Co-op in our area, if you can believe this, that's Elwood and Cambridge, they're going to have openings in football, boys basketball, and boys baseball at the conclusion of this school year. And I know with the Northwest Upstate Illini, with Eastland, they co-op with Pearl City. Now, we're familiar with the EPC co-op, and I know Rock Ridge has played them a couple of times in the postseason. Now, their the coach of that co-op, Randy Ash, he's stepping aside on his own, right, and a new coach will be hired there?
Yes, Jared McNutt has taken over. He was at Warren for the past couple of seasons, and he has stepped in. Randy Ashy, working in the ag business, just felt like it was you know, very difficult to continue to give the time necessary. And then his son is headed to ISU to become a football player there on scholarship. So I think what he was kind of thinking is a lot of those Saturday mornings where he'd be recapping the night before his game, he'll be on the road watching the Redbirds. So I think it was kind of a family decision and a situation where he just decided it was time.
All right. And here just one other topic before we wrap up today, talking with Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. We're winding down here, a couple of weeks left in the spring sports season at the 1A, 2A level with baseball and softball. And, you know, we've talked about it before, Brian, about how spring sports are treated a little bit differently. Now, lo and behold, this week, I know I've whined about this many times about why aren't there programs at spring sporting events, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was nice that our two regional sites we covered this week, they had programs at the postseason regional sites. But the issue with the overlap of the schedule with, you know, like baseball and softball, and even soccer for that matter, some of the small schools that have soccer too. But I know for us Saturday, you know, we cover Rock Ridge, and the Rock Ridge baseball team, they play Orion at 11 o'clock at Orion for a regional championship in baseball. Their softball team plays at 11 o'clock at home. They're the regional host against Tremont. And this is me selfishly saying, man, I'd like to go to both, and I'd like to broadcast both. But physically, you know, that can't be done. Am I asking for too much when I say, why can't either the baseball game be at 11 o'clock and the softball game be at 3 o'clock or vice versa? In terms of the community vis-a-vis the school district and the fans and the followers of that school district are able to go to both events, am I asking for too much? It seems like it could be done, but maybe it can't. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and I would like to see the same thing, because like tomorrow, our Saturday, Eastland has, a regional championship in softball. That's what we're broadcasting. And then their baseball team plays at Morrison in the regional final. That's a 10 a.m. first pitch, but it would be impossible for fans to get from Morrison to Lena or vice versa there. It's a situation where sometimes I think you maybe have some alternate start times just in case that pops up, and you can accommodate schools that have multiple sports playing at the same time.
All right. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.